All right, you NASCAR fans out there listening, I need to know if this is true. It's been written that you need two things to keep a NASCAR fan happy: a close finish and a good wreck. If you had a Miller Lite, then it's been a really good day. So if that theory holds true, this season, crash-hungry fans had reason to cheer. There were 89 accidents and spins in NASCAR's chase for the Nextel Cup, the sport's 10-race playoff system. That's up 14% from last year. So what is the deal? Are drivers taking in the Miller Lite before the race? I highly doubt it. Is it about technology and competition? Well, we're going to bring in USA Today sports writer Seth Livingstone. He's looked into why things seem to be a little more dangerous at the Speedway this season. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Allison. Happy holidays.
Hey, same to you. So the numbers are concrete. I see them on the paper, but I want to know from you anecdotally, can you really see and feel a difference in how the races are being run?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that the accident rate being up, what we're looking at is really during the chase, the 10-race playoff. Prior to that, the first 26 races of the season, things were pretty consistent with previous years, but we really saw an uptick in the number of spins and crashes during the chase, and specifically a lot in the second half of races. So there are several theories abounding, and we can talk about them. I think the number one thing is the amount of pressure and the amount of focus that is on drivers these days.
Why is it different than in the past? Why is it more pressure?
Well, I think it's ramped up. I think there's more attention on the sport. There's more focus on the drivers. Drivers are concerned about their jobs. There's an influx of new drivers coming in next year. There's that pressure. There's also more scrutiny online, on TV, in the press. So I think there's just an added dimension, a new layer of pressure, if you will, on the drivers.
So it's sort of an unintended consequence of NASCAR's growing popularity.
True. And of course, there are some other reasons as well.
Oh, hit me. What do you think?
Well, I think the car of tomorrow also came into play.
I love that. Let's stop there and fill people in. What makes the car of tomorrow different than the car of yesterday?
Well, NASCAR has changed the way the car is built. It's a little taller, a little boxier. They've put a wing on the back of it. They've essentially cut down on how fast the car can go at top speeds, in part to make the racing more competitive, to bring the competitors closer together on the track. When you do that, you're likely to have more accidents. Now, we didn't really see that play out in the first half of the season with the car of tomorrow, but as the season went on, the drivers got a little more confident with their vehicles. They knew what they can expect from them, and they also found out that the car of tomorrow was a little more resilient than many thought. You could bang and tap other opponents around the track a little bit, and they were a little more willing to do that, I think, in the second half of the season.
So I'm wondering who's doing all the crashing here? Is it experienced drivers taking that extra risk because they have gotten used to these new cars? Are rookie folks coming on in?
Well, what we did find was for the second year in a row, a rookie driver led NASCAR's Cup Series in all incidents, meaning crashes and spins. That was David Ragan, a driver for Roush Fenway Racing. He was involved in 22 incidents, and that was six more than his next closest competitor, and that was Robbie Gordon, a veteran driver and who has been among the leaders for several years now.
Well, one thing David Ragan told the press, he said, quote, "There's no black or white rule on how to avoid wrecks." Is he making excuses or is he right?
I think he's number one right. It's important to remember that just because he was involved in 22 crashes didn't mean he caused 22 crashes.
I see. Okay.
He was involved in those incidents. And part of being involved in incidents results from where you are on the track. If you're running clear of traffic out in front, as the best drivers often are, you're less likely to be involved in incidents. So as your place in the field improves, you don't have to worry about getting caught up in somebody else's mess in front of you. So that plays into it as well. There is no black and white as far as avoiding incidents. I mean, some of it is just outright luck, and some of it is skill. Some of it is experience, knowing where to be. Some of it is having a quality spotter up above telling you, hey, there's trouble up ahead, be careful, and, you know, how quickly you can react to that.
It's interesting you said that David Ragan didn't cause the crashes. What's the number one cause of a crash?
I don't know if there is a number one cause. I think impatience among drivers, as I say, later in the races is when the most incidents occurred, and during the chase. And you get drivers that, you know, drive around the track. They're willing to let bygones be bygones for the first 400 laps of a 500-lap race, and then all of a sudden, all heck breaks loose at the end because people get impatient. They decide it's time to go, we need to make a move, and that's when things seem to happen most.
So as a sports writer and as a journalist, as somebody who watches this, is this at all troubling to you that the accidents were up at
the chase? Like you said in the intro, Allison, I mean, let's face it, NASCAR fans love a good wreck now and then. And, you know, I think as long as people walk away and nobody gets seriously hurt, a little bit of banging is probably good for the sport.
And for the most part, people get to walk away from these?
They do, and that's part of what the Car of Tomorrow is designed to do. It has provided a better safety cushion around the driver, given the driver a little more space in the cockpit. Again, cut down on the out-and-out speed of the cars. So, you know, NASCAR has certainly put safety first with the Car of Tomorrow.
Seth Livingstone covers NASCAR and other sports for USA Today. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting, Seth.
My pleasure.